Ottoman Wheelers were state runners-up in 2019, graduated a really good senior class, but bring back some awfully good talent this year. Joining us right now to take a look at the upcoming season is their head coach, Sean Burks. And Coach, I tell you what, you guys graduated a good class, but as one of the coaches in your district told me here earlier in the show, that when you get as far as you guys did and have the team that you guys did, there was depth, so they don't expect much of a drop-off. Your thoughts on that?
The bar has been raised pretty high here, but at the same time, there's new guys that have to take over and make some steps. We've got some guys competing for spots at this point. You know, we think we have some depth this year. In fact, it could be our deepest team, which is kind of weird when you bring back two or three starters, but we could be 14, 15 deep at different spots. So we're hopeful that we can keep playing at a high level, but like I said, it's going to be a challenge because we do replace some really talented kids, you know, all three linemen and your quarterback and, you know, your running back and a couple receivers. And defensively, you're missing, you know, the same flip side of that. And we're missing a lot of guys, but at the same time, we're excited about who we still have.
What's the competition been like in practice then? My guess is there's a lot of spots that are open and a lot of guys fighting for them.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. You know, we've done as much good on good as we can. You know, in the past couple of years, we pretty much take our team O and our couple subs and we go against the JV and then we flip and go team D and pretty much the JV on offense. But right now, we're just taking eight guys at a time. Everyone else that's not in is going to start on the opposite side and try to kind of see, you know, the guys compete against each other. And it's been pretty good. There's been some growing pains, don't get me wrong. You know, I wish we had some more clarity at this point, but we still have a little time. This was the first game. So hopefully some things will start to shake out. But, you know, if it's nothing else, we can get some platoons and get some rotations. You know, some guys might only play one way for now. And some of that could be really good to keep us fresh and keep that competition up and, you know, maybe keep things simple for some guys that are, you know, first-year starters if they only have to think about one side of the ball for a while or maybe forever. But it's still a work in progress. But the kids have been competing. The kids have been working. It's a high IQ bunch. They understand what they need to do. It's just a matter of getting the reps and doing it at full speed. And now we're finally getting to full contact. So it's coming. We'll see if we're ready or not in the next, you know, week or so for games. But we're all in the same boat. We all feel like we're a little bit behind with COVID and missing out on summer weights and spring track and some summer workouts. So I don't think we're the only ones in this boat, but we're trying our best to get ready as fast as we can.
Coach, last year advanced to the championship game, fall in that, but how much, even though it was an odd off season, an odd summer, how much did that drive this team to get ready for this year?
It hasn't really been mentioned. You know, we don't really talk about last year. It's kind of a new year, a new team. Plus, we just didn't have any, you know, spring meetings, summer meetings, things like that. So it has been really odd. You know, the thing we talk about is our, you know, some goals and some expectations. And a lot of that stuff is kind of, you know, it's already expected. We don't have to talk about it. You know, our kids expect to go compete for a district title. Now, going and getting it done is a whole different expectation and a whole different reality. And we'll see how it goes over the next, you know, the seven-week season. But we've never repeated. That's kind of been the number one thing we've talked about. You know, we won the district in 17 and 19. But, you know, in between there, we missed the playoffs. We didn't just not win the district. We missed the playoffs. You know, since dropping eight man, you know, we were runner-up in the district, won a district, missed the playoffs, won the district. So now it's a chance to try to keep the bar up there, you know, keep that level of success up there, and for this group to win their first district title, because a lot of these guys, you know, didn't play a lot, they didn't start, or they didn't play much. So again, this is their team and it's their chance to show them what they're capable of.
Who are some of the names defensively that are fighting for spots, and what could the defense potentially look like?
You know, up front, we could probably average about 6'3", 6'4", and about, you know, 225 maybe. We'll see what we end up rolling out with. But, you know, our defensive end spots are coming down to a couple sophomores and a junior. You know, the sophomores being Carson Bauer, Cooper Nielsen, junior being Garrett Christensen. All three of them have really good length, nice wingspans. It's a nice thing to have a defensive end against teams that are throwing the ball to get their hands in passing lane. It's also really nice against teams that run any sort of option. They can kind of take two guys at once, so to speak. So we'll see how it shakes out there, but I'm really excited about that. You know, Cooper and Garrett, they're both in that 6'4", 195, 200-pound type of range. So good-looking athletes, kids that hit the weight room really well. And Carson's a kid that played more linebacker in the past, but he's getting back to defensive end with his size coming in, and he's been a pretty physical kid as well. So all three of them give us a good shot. You know, in the interior, you know, the nose D-tackle spot, depending on what we're looking at. You know, we got Joey Schramm and Alex Foreman. They're both 235, 240 range. So we got some good inside size there. You know, Jordan Schrader's coming back from a knee injury, so he'd be our third junior that's really competing for a nose guard spot. He's about 215, 220. So we got some good size up front. We got some good depth up front if we can stay healthy. You know, at the second level, you know, linebacker position, you know, the linebacker, you know, Ethan Glucky comes back for us. He's expected to take take over a very similar role to last year. He does a good job in space. He's also physical, you know, in the box. He's put on some good weight. You know, he's up to about 175 pounds. The other linebacker spot's kind of a question mark. You know, we lost Caden Smith last year. That's a big hole for us to fill. And you know, we're looking at three guys. We got, you know, we got a kid that moved in, Matt Beisinger. He's figuring out football for the first time, but he's a quick learner, hard worker. You know, we also have another junior that's back out for us that wasn't out last year, and Peyton Mike. You know, he's a little bit undersized. Those kids are both about 160, 165 pounds. And then Gavin Larson, a sophomore that's, you know, about 180 pounds. So between those three kids, we're hoping to find somebody that can step up, or we can rotate them around. And the secondary, we're pretty confident in. Braden Wessel's a junior at corner. Gavin Smith's a junior at corner. Joel Klucky's a senior safety. You know, Gavin and Joel are both returning starters. Did really nice things for us last year. Braden's a kid that's kind of been on that JV varsity swing of things as a sophomore, and now is fully implemented as a varsity player this year. That really, really smart kid, really, really heady kid, really good in space. So we feel pretty darn good about our secondary at this point. And then, you know, another junior to mix in, Brandon Jensen, could play some corner for us as well. So we feel like we've got some decent depth there. We'll see how it shakes out.
Coach, you mentioned early on that lost all three guys up front on the offensive side. You lose your quarterback and Caden Smith, who played some wildcat or quarterback, whatever you want to call it, and also running back. So who slides into those spots? Who are the guys battling for the offensive side of the ball?
You know, it's a lot of the names I just mentioned. You know, and up front, our leader at center right now is Alex Forn. You know, he's a 5'9", 235, good stout kid at center. Who we rotate around at guard is kind of the big question mark. You know, Joey Schramm is, you know, 6'4", 240 type of kid at guard. You know, another guard, Cooper Nielsen, 6'4", 195, 200 pounds. So we have some good size we can go there, or we can go a little smaller route with the two kids that are competing at linebacker, and Gavin Larson and Peyton Mike. So, you know, we can go a little smaller, quicker at guard. We can go a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. So we could mix and match. We could flip strong and weak. We could flip wide side, short side. We could just get a rotation, or we'll just settle on something. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, it's kind of weird that we're probably deeper up there, even though we lost all three starters. We're just very inexperienced. And when we finally get a chance to hit somebody else, we'll find out in a hurry week one if we're ready or not up front, because the other team will expose that a little bit. So hopefully we've got guys that are ready to go. Hopefully they're ready for week one, but time will tell.
Quarterback Gavin Smith going to slide into that role full-time?
Yeah, that's a pretty easy decision on our end. He is our definite heir apparent at quarterback. Critical to keep him healthy, because he's the only one with any snap experience there. Like you mentioned, we lost Skyler, but we also lost Kate. So, you know, Gavin's really the only guy with experience there. So, you know, Gavin's a kid that can run the ball pretty well. You know, not as quick as Skyler, but maybe a little bit stronger. But at the same time, his strength is he throws a nice ball, throws a nice deep ball. I think we can stretch defenses a little bit more this year, vertically and horizontally with our pass game. Go right into our skill positions. You know, we got a bunch of guys that I think are pretty good in space, with Ethan and Joel Klucky. You can both run the ball in the box, or they can, you know, catch the ball in the perimeter. Braden Wessel and Matt Beisinger, Brandon Jensen. We got some really good kids as far as, you know, track speed and athletes to try to get it out to the perimeter, and you start cheating up in the box, and Gavin can take a shot deep on you with any of those guys. So that's what excites me about Gavin, is he's a true dual threat, really smart kid, comes from a really good football family. He really gets the game, has good control of the huddle. So it's his turn to take over the team, that's for sure.
Coach, the district, to me, it's one of the stronger districts in 8-man year in and year out. Even when they switch the districts, who they bring in never seems to drop the district any. How deep, how tough is the district this year?
I think it's really deep, honestly. You know, it's hard to say who teams replace and how teams develop year to year and who goes out and who doesn't go out for a sport and whatever. But, you know, you think about Coon Rapids, you know, yeah, they lost a lot of production on quarterback and running back, but they bring in a couple dynamite athletes to replace them, and they're huge up front. You know, you look at Woodbine, yeah, they lost their quarterback, but the Bantam kid coming in is a phenomenal athlete at quarterback. They still have a Division I caliber athlete and the prior kid outside. You know, you go to, you know, Boyer Valley, and they bring back a really talented quarterback and a lot of experience in the skill positions, and they're pretty big up front. They've had some playoff success in the last few years. You just go right on down that list. You know, Coach Corson's got some nice athletes with Brigham Daniel and some guys like that at Glidden Ralston. Xyrie HK's got a couple coaches' kids on the team with the two Peterson boys. They bring back quite a few of their skill guys. If they can find a few linemen, they might sneak up on some teams. Arriva under Coach Peterson, you know, I think that's a scary sleeper team in the district to me. If you look over the past 5, 6, 7 years, you know, it's been anytime they graduate pretty hard, sometimes they take a step back with such a small community. They seem to have special classes come through every couple of years, and I think that class, you know, of sophomores that got a lot of experience with the Regaler kid, the Cook kid, there's some other kids there that they bring back so much that I think they're going to be hungry and ready for it a year stronger. It's just a deep district, and it doesn't get easy. There's not many easy nights out there that you can get on your schedule and pencil in, hey, I think we can get this one even if we don't show up. You're going to have to show up week in and week out, and that still might not be enough.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it should be a fun year. Glad we're getting an opportunity to at least see how things will go here this fall, but appreciate your time as always. Look forward to catching up with you each and every week to preview the games and then also to recap them on the Friday night scoreboard show.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Hopefully we can get this football season off the ground and keep it going through the fall. And I know our kids are hungry to get back together. I know that we've had, you know, a lot of kids that have been, you know, looking forward to this for a long time. And for our seniors' sake and everybody across the state, I hope we can complete this season.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheeler football program. We're going to step away. He mentioned Coach Peterson. He's coming up next right here on the Football Preview Show on KCIM.